This is 90.9 WBUR. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, jury deliberations begin tomorrow in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. WBUR's David Boeri has been covering the trial and, of course, today's closing arguments. He joins us from the federal courthouse. Hi, David.
Hi, Deb.
Well, first, we heard from the prosecution today in their closing arguments. The prosecutor said Jahar Tsarnaev was just as responsible as his late older brother, Tamerlan. Can you tell us what the focus was in that argument?
Well, I'll give you one point that William Weinreb made in his rebuttal at the close. He said, this event had gotten worldwide attention. And then 3 days later, Jahar's hiding in plain sight, but he was shot bleeding. He knew it could be his last chance to view his beliefs. It was a terrific and terrible attack, and he wanted to send a message, thinking he was going to die, why he had done it. And so he cleared his head, he smashed the cell phones, he had his wits about him, and that's what he was trying to do.
And of course, William Weinreb is the prosecutor, and he also returned to images from the bombing, showing videos, showing the location where Jahar left a backpack. What was the point of that? What was the storyline there, David?
Well, the point was really to inflame the jury, and it wasn't Weinreb, it was the lead prosecutor who opened, Alok Chakrabarty. He actually showed the highlight reel of the horror. All the horror that we'd seen during the trials in video, the sound up, his voice rising, using vivid language. He described how victims were, quote, shredded, and Crystal Campbell screaming in pain as she was dying, describing complete mutilation, again in quotes. And then he turned to Jeffrey Bauman, who lost both his legs, and he told the jurors, remember Jeffrey Bauman? He lost both his legs. And then you can see him here. And the prosecutor played the video showing Bauman with his legs blown off in a pool of blood. And for extra effect in the jurors, Chakrabarty let that video linger. He finally ended on Martin Richard, just like the testimony at trial had. And the jurors were clearly distressed by this, and it was intending to inflame.
What did the prosecutor say, David, about the killing of MIT police officer Sean Collier and then the shootout in Watertown?
Well, again, this was a repetition of the testimony we've heard during the trial. And in accusatory language, the prosecutor, again, Chakrabarty, pointed at the defendant. He was very close to Tsarnaev. He pointed to him, his voice rising. He said that he was steeped in as much blood as his brother in an attack on America, he called it. And that's what he emphasized.
Defense attorney Judy Clark presented the other side here, saying Jahar Tsarnaev is ready to be held responsible, but she did try to distance him from actually making the explosive devices, correct?
What she said is there's no excuse for what he did, and no one's trying to make one. And significantly, Deb, Clark did not ask the jury to acquit him. And she told the jurors there will be another phase to the trial, which concedes, in fact, that he's going to be convicted. And then she said, we're not asking you to excuse his conduct, but let's look at the roles. This is a case the defense has been prevented from making before, but they've tried to make it as much as they can. The older brother led, and the younger brother followed.
And what about anything about extremism on the part of Jahar Tsarnaev, David?
Well, it's a case they've made during the trial. But here's the problem, Deb, is that the defense would like to plead him out. They can't do it because the government's intent on seeking the death penalty. So the defense is trying, in a limited extent it has, to put him into the mitigation phase. So they're trying to explain it as just a kid doing kids' things. When they get to mitigation, they're going to have more of a case to make for Jahar, but that's what they were trying to say. And the government has more evidence, and Judy Clark made it clear that the government has an absolute case that Tamerlan was the lead here.
And so then the jury has what now, David? 30 charges to consider? Anything stand out from the judge's instructions to the jury?
No, he just told, he gave them instructions. This is not going to, no, I can't imagine a conscientious jury being able to come back quickly with this because there's so many counts, so many decisions to make. And a couple of the cases, the statutes, the crimes, they're a little complicated. So there's nothing that particularly stood out. They're going to have their work in front of them, but, you know, the defense has no doubt that he's going to be convicted.
All right, WBUR's David Boeri from the federal courthouse in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.